100%. Like you say, it's a massive opportunity. It's a massive opportunity as well to work again with guys like Andy Flower, Graham Thorpe, two guys I respect hugely and absolutely loved working with over the course of last winter. So hopefully I can pick their brain again. Hopefully kind of take one or two pointers away again and add it to my game over next summer. Like I said, they're fantastic people. It's a fantastic environment. It's an honour to be a part of. And yeah, like I said, just hopefully walk away a better person and a better cricketer.
In some regards, that Lions squad looked more interesting to look at than the actual senior squad, because these are the guys that are right on the cusp of it and that potentially out there could come into that senior squad if required.
Yeah, I think that that potentially could always be the case, though. I remember somebody a while ago, a really good friend of mine, said you're a better player out of the team, regardless of what environment it is. And I think that's so true, because when you're not in the team, people can't point finger at you and point out your faults. And like me, it's given me an opportunity to move away and work on my game, as it has done a lot of other guys as well. So, look, I'm sure there's 16 other guys in the Lions squad really looking forward to getting stuck in with the respective coaches and really picking their brains in order to try and get better.
Do we have room for optimism as England fans ahead of the Ashes?
I think so, yeah. I think it's an incredibly strong squad. I mean, Gary Balance at one point in the season was averaging 100. You can't be a poor player averaging 100. That's just the stats. There's some fantastic cricketers. I mean, Rooty, Cookie. I mean, you can go down the whole line. There's some fantastic people as well. So, look, I think we've got a huge amount of optimism. And hopefully we can kind of come out with a series win.
You mentioned about the strength of Division 2. You play in the County Championship. We all get to watch it. It seems to be the first thing that's knocked if someone comes into the England team and doesn't get runs. I don't quite get it. What's your take on it?
Look, it hasn't, to me, the standard Division 2 is strong. You got some high-class bowlers. I faced some really high-quality test attacks this year in Division 2. Vernon Philander was down at Sussex when we played them this year. They had three test bowlers on their lineup, or three international class bowlers on their lineup. So, look, to me, it's strong. English cricket is strong. And hence the fact when South Africa came here this year, we came away with a series win. The guys are playing some really good cricket, and there's a huge amount of depth.